Books. Well, we will. I don't know. I don't know about Jackie. Personally, my hippity hoppity is sort of broken, I think, today. maybe I'll drive to a different land. But if you're going to go anywhere, why wouldn't you go to Woodstock? And while there, why wouldn't you go to the Golden Notebook bookstore to go and browse and see some beautiful, beautiful books, as well as in a beautiful bookstore in a beautiful town? Jackie Callahan of the Golden Notebook has been keeping track of the literary pursuits that are worth our time, and she joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm really good, Joe. How are you?
Thank you. I am fine. It's very nice to have you with us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I'd like to begin with, two books that are about the process of amazing artists. The first one is Hold Still by Sally Mann. This book came out in May. Physically, it's a beautiful book. It has just the most extraordinary cover. If some of you listening haven't seen it, it's a picture of a girl suspended in the clouds, like she's jumping on a trampoline. Mm-hmm. It's a Sally Mann photo. And it's called A Memoir with Photographs. It's 500 pages long. This is a breathtaking book. It's totally breathtaking. It's a portrait of Sally Mann and of the South. And the language in the book is very poetic, and it's filled with all of these amazing, striking photographs, hers and photos really that are from her family attic. And what the book does is that it explains the complexity of her world, like, as it exists. So, for instance, it includes things like the murder-suicide of her parents-in-law. It talks about the stalker who documented her family after her famous or infamous family pictures were released in the early 90s. It talks about the fundamental paradox of the South and how a society that's was based on a public segregation that a black caretaker, namely her caretaker, Gigi, who adoringly raised her while her own parents kept her at a distance. Wow. It talks about sort of this amazing, visceral worship of the place where she lives, which is Virginia, which is the Shenandoah Valley, which is Lexington, Virginia. Like, you want to visit Lexington after reading these amazing words that she writes. Cy Twombly is from Lexington. I didn't know that. And she devotes a lot of time to her friend, not a lot of time, but interesting time in the book to her friendship with him and his process of making art. It is a really, really beautiful book. It's a really brave book because she's talking about so many tough things. I was at an event this weekend at my own store, and it was an event about memoir, and it was titled Courage is Contagious. And to write good memoir, you have to be, I think, very, very very, very courageous. And, you know, it can be contagious. In reading this book, I think that it does what memoir, or maybe any really great book, fiction or nonfiction, does, which is that it really opens your eyes and opens your senses to your own world. It's really such a good book.
Hold Still by Sally Mann.
Another incredibly special book, it came out earlier this year in March, is called Follies of God, Tennessee Williams and the Women of the Fog, and it is by James Grissom. Now, there's another book by Tennessee Williams that received quite a bit of attention in the fall, which was John Lahr's book, a biography of Tennessee Williams.
Yes.
This book is a companion. This book, in some ways, is even better than the John Lahr book. It is so amazing. It is so strange and weird. It is part biography. It's part memoir. It's part actress profiles. to talk about this book, you have to talk about the author, James Grissom. When he, in 1982, he was a college student in Louisiana, and he wrote a letter to Tennessee Williams. It was a little bit of a fan letter, but it was a letter appreciating him and also sharing some of his own work as a student with Tennessee Williams, and also included a photo. Williams wrote back, and a friendship started. And I'm going to read a quote from the book, and this was sort of the reason why Williams decided to, start a friendship with Grissom, was that he said this. He said, and he's talking about his art and his process. He says, I don't know why this is, Tan confessed to me, but there is a premonitory moment before a woman, an important, powerful woman, enters my subconscious, and this moment is announced by the arrival of fog. Perhaps it's some detritus of my brain belching forth both waste and a woman. I do not know, but it comes with a smell, and it is crisp, pungent smell of radiators hissing and clanking and rattling in rooms in New Orleans and St. Louis and New York, rooms in which I rode and dreamed and starved and cried and read and prayed. And perhaps all that action and all that steam creates both this fog and this woman. I have not seen the fog in years. Tennessee Williams in 1982 was an artist that was, he was broken, you know, physically and in his creative process. He was always working. And he starts this conversation with Grissom with the hope of recapturing his inspiration. And key to his inspiration were these women, who sometimes he would see a woman in a movie and that would inspire him. And so basically, he gave Grissom the task in 1982 of visiting all the major women who served as his inspiration during his creative life, bringing to them messages of what he thought of them, and then theoretically what Grissom was supposed to do, bring those messages back to Williams. And somehow that process was going to inspire him. It took Grissom 35 years to do it. And then he wrote this book. And this book is about, it's as much about acting as it is about a life and worth work of Tennessee Williams. And it is such a cool book. And in every way, as Sally Mann's book really kind of makes you see sort of different things, this book does too. I would never pick up a book about acting. Like, I wouldn't. I learned so much about acting and just so much respect for the process. And it is like a real intimate, interesting, amazing book. We are going to be doing an event with James on Monday, July 13th at 7 p.m. And it's kind of an evening where we're celebrating Southern things. He is an amazing raconteur. He is so entertaining. This is going to be a great event. After the event, we're going to have a party and cake and maybe cocktails. And we're also going to think about how the next day the new Harper Lee book comes out.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Which is a pretty big deal. So a beautiful, beautiful book, Follies of God. The next book that I'm going to talk about is a limited edition photo book. It's called Elliot Landy's Opening Night. It's published by Imperial Pictures LTD. This Friday in Woodstock, we're going to be hosting an event at the Kleinert James Art Center with Elliot. He's going to be doing a slideshow of pictures from this book. These pictures were taken in 1968. Elliot had been mostly in the 60s working in underground newspapers, photographing peace demonstrations and the like. But in order to make money, he decided that he needed to also take some film promo pictures, in other words, pictures at opening nights. And he wasn't necessarily very comfortable with this. It wasn't an environment that he relished. He found it a bit artificial, but he took some really, really cool pictures.
Wow.
My favorite is this amazing picture. It looks like it's in Times Square, but it's in the theater district, and it's the opening night of Camelot. And you could sort of see Richard Harris here in the periphery of the picture. Mostly what you see are photographers taking pictures of him. It's so cool. You can really feel the air in Times Square. And this is work that the pictures, as Elliot says in his introduction to the book, are a bit awkward. They're a bit off, reflecting how he felt and also felt about the culture, and a culture that he thinks that, you know, in 50 years, it hasn't really changed that much. There's still this legacy of just the superficiality of a kind of beauty, and not what people should more pay attention to rather than physical glamour, they should pay attention to wisdom. Anyway, Elliot Landy's Opening Night.
And the event is on...
It's on the 4th of July. Yeah, 4th of July. Next book is a book called Living Large, Wilner, Hervey, and Nan Mason. It's by Joseph Eckhart. It's published by Woodstock Arts. And this is a beautiful picture, nonfiction book about a lesbian couple that lived in Woodstock starting in the 1920s. They were beloved artists in the community. Wilner Hervey was one of the first silent film stars in comedy. She was in the Toonerville pictures. And she actually got together with Nan Mason, who was the daughter of her co-star. And this is a picture of her. I'm showing Joe a really cool picture of her that's in the book of what she looked like in the movies. But anyway, Wilner came from a wealthy family, was in silent films briefly, and then she and Nan moved to Woodstock, where they became artists, drawing and painting, and very much in the wonderful, accepting, bohemian community of Woodstock in the 1920s. They lived their lives, as they were called in town, they were called the Big Girls. That's how everyone referred to them, because Wilna was 6'3" and 300 pounds, and Nan was, I think, very close to 6'2", which is very tall in those days. And they lived a rich, beautiful, well-lived life in an accepting community. They were a couple for more than 50 years. And given what happened last week with the Supreme Court recognition of the equality of marriage, I just feel so good about this book being published this year. There is a beautiful exhibition at the Woodstock Historical Society of their work, and it is Living Large, Wilner Hervey and Nan Mason.
All right. We probably have time for one more.
Okay, let's see. I'd like to talk about The Dylanologist, which is a paperback book. The hardback came out last year, and it's called Adventures in the Land of Bob. It's a book about people who are obsessed with Bob Dylan, which generally fall into three categories. There's sort of the obsessives, there's the hoarders, and there's the decoders. And of these three, apparently the decoders are the ones that are... that irritate Bob Dylan the most. It's a really, really interesting and somewhat depressing book because it's about people who, I suppose, are trapped in a way that they shouldn't be trapped, but somehow so incredible to read about. So The Dylanologist, another book that I would quickly like to mention is that this is summer. It's time for beautiful, fast, thrilling summer reads. And none better would be As Night Falls by Jenny Milchman, which is published today. And it is a wonderful thriller ripped from really last week's headlines because it concerns a family in their house in the woods in the Adirondacks, and there's two escaped prisoners who come upon the house. And we will be doing an event with Jenny this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Golden Notebook, but the book is called As Night Falls, and it's by Jenny Milchman.
Jenny Milchman, As Night Falls. And if you want to see the complete list of what Jackie's been talking about, just go to their website. It's goldennotebook.com. We also post book picks on our website as well, and all of our segments, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. For more information on the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, hey, you can visit them. They're right at 29 Tinker Street in Woodstock, or again, go to goldennotebook.com or wamc.org/roundtable, and we'll link you there. Jacqueline, always great to see you. Thank you very much for being with us. Great selection. Cool books.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Have a great holiday. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.